Hey, people! Wow, my voice cracked for a second. Well, that's because I just ate dinner, and now I'm doing this. So, not the best time to actually do a podcast, but, you know, it was around the time I do these anyway. So, hi, everybody. It is February 9th, 2019. We are 5 days away from Valentine's Day. Time to spread the love to everybody out there. So, well, this is a little bit of self-love for myself. So, this episode, at least. Welcome to the Deanie Truths Podcast. I am Deanie. Hopefully you'll be enjoying your morning, afternoon, evening. At any point you're listening, this is going to be another one of my flaws episodes. I have about, well, this is episode number 3 when it comes to the flaws, but I hope everybody's been enjoying the first two. And I still got a little bit more to go. Today is going to be the first part of self-respect. That's what's going to be next to talk about. One of the things that this is going to entail, the first half, is my I would say that I'm a rebel, in a sense. I have a very rebellious attitude. You know, especially if it's a vision of somebody else's that I just don't understand and they don't do a good job under explaining it. I always been somebody that likes to work with very few people. I don't like working in big groups. The reason why that is because I feel like I don't have any creative freedom. I mean, I have an artist mentality. I like doing things in small groups, especially if the people in the group are very accepting of the creativity that I bring to the table. Or if it's something that I'm running personally, that I can have all the creative freedom I want because I pretty much own the thing. Like this podcast, I do it every day. No one else tells me to do these things. I do this for myself. But, you know, at a lot of times it can actually, I guess you could say, like working in with a group that doesn't really get me or understand me, that's always tough. And I always rebel. Not outlandish. Like, I don't do it. Like, I'm very professional when it comes to it. But a lot of times I'll just keep it in. Again, going back to one of my first flaws is keeping my emotions in. And ultimately, there may be some times where I might crack and I might say something. And then it's like, well, where did that come from? But, you know, I was in a job for 5 years. And I was, you know, I had a little bit of creative freedom in the beginning. But then they decided to take their vision in another direction, and it didn't, you know, it was felt like, okay, you were just there to be there, and that was it. You're just there to punch in and then punch out. There was, like, no creativity. And if it was, it was coming from other people, and they never asked for any of my input. You know, trying to be a leadership representative for the company didn't necessarily help either. There was a lot of things that we tried to teach that people just weren't getting, because the higher-ups didn't, you know, they implemented this whole thing, but they only implemented it so that they could say they did something good, I guess. But, you know, I did learn a few things along the way that I did, and now starting to apply to this. I mean, one of the things that they taught me in the leadership thing was, you know, challenging yourself, doing things that are very uncomfortable, and having to leave that job after 5 years was probably one of the most uncomfortable things I ever did. And, you know, it also led into 5 years of a very, very rough and mental struggle that I'm still trying to recover from. It's like being in a very bad relationship. Being in a good relationship, like, in the first 2 years, but then the last 3 are just, like, bad. And then you remember that, and you still have to try to recover from it. So that's what it felt like. And I guess it you know, that's affected me, but, you know, that creative freedom was just what it is, and that rebelliousness certainly didn't help. I didn't like the way the direction that they were going, and I've said it a few times, like, I just don't like where this is going. I don't like how, you know, we're doing this. Like, can we please try to do something different? And, like, nope, we can't do it. You get frustrated. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, this applies to, you know, any other project, especially if it's somebody that's very passionate about it, and that's like, well, how about if I try it this way? And they're like, nope. I get frustrated very easily. I like being able to have the freedom to be creative, to just express it, and not just be outright told, no, that's not the thing. And that's why I don't work with people like that, that have gone off to do things of their own. That's why I don't stay with groups a lot of times. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why I'm doing a solo show. But I also produce two other podcasts, but I'm like taking a break from those, just focus on this. Trying to do a little bit of self-care, because that's the other thing too, is that willingness to rebel and just focus on what I'm trying to do, but not listening to anybody else around me. That's the other thing that happens when I try to be too creative. It's like, people are like, you're going a little too fast. You're pushing yourself too hard. And then what happens? I go too fast and I push myself too hard. And then I end up breaking down and burning down. And then I wonder why is all of this happening? Why does this keep happening? Why does that keep happening? Why do I keep struggling with it? It's because I rebel a lot. I guess I'm just in like a very, very big rush. And I don't know why. Even though I'm going at my own pace, or at least I think the pace that I'm on is the good one, but apparently my pace is way too fast. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I feel comfortable doing this. Like, this is the pace that I'm going. Okay, I'm comfortable with that, but I could push myself a little bit more later on, maybe when I lose a little bit more, and then maybe when I gain a little bit more knowledge and I gain a little bit more traction, then I could push a little bit more. Or maybe when I bring other people on to help out with whatever it is I'm trying to do, maybe that can, be beneficial. But instead, I end up pushing it, and then, that rebelliousness of people are like, whoa, slow down. And then that happens. So it's something that I really, I really have to try to, just breathe and just let this happen. One of the things that I'm going to be trying to do is, I'm trying to get my mind open. That's like I was saying, before with the whole, self-esteem. This is self-respect, because some of the things you have to do is, maybe I'm just not respecting myself enough. I'm not realizing, okay, just go a little bit slower. You don't need to rush. Then maybe the way to respect it and respect myself also is to just not be so closed off to other people. But, that all coincides with the first two flaws. The self-esteem and the self-respect pretty much go hand in hand almost. Because, with that, I keep everything okay, here I go. I'm going to do this all by myself, and I'm going to be able to prove to everybody that I can do this, not realizing that there are people that want to help. And I guess I refuse the help, because I'm like, I want to do it on my own merits. I want to do it on my own time. I want to do it on my own ability. I want to be able to prove that I can do this by myself. But I guess I turn them away because of that. And I guess there's like some resentment, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. But And that's the other thing, too. Like, they'll help and they'll bring ideas, and I'm like, that doesn't sound like a great idea. That sounds stupid. Because I don't have time to implement that idea. And if they try to be like, if I say, hey, is there any way that you can do it? And they're like, oh, well, no, I have the idea, but I want you to do it. And I'm like, well, then why'd you pitch it to me? Why'd you pitch it to me? If you're not going to put if you're not going to put this in for yourself, then why bother, saying it if you can't help implement it? Because they want me to do all the work. Well, this is my thing. But then again, I put that on myself. I pretty much put all the weight on me. And then I try to do... There was one time I was trying to do 7 podcasts. One each day. Not stopping. And of course, that's what ended up making me become like this. That I'm now having to analyze everything that's wrong with me. But there's the reason why I do it. It takes like I said yesterday, it takes a lot of courage to do that. But, the people, I gotta learn to accept other people's, I gotta learn to accept that people are willing to help out. However that is. I mean, I bring people on as guests and they really want to come on. So that's always fun. But, I just gotta think it over a little bit. Not not rush in, so to speak. As much as my rationale makes sense when I'm in a comfortable situation, when I'm in a tense, all right, I'm ready to go, here we go, I'm not thinking. Like the emotions are ready to go, like they're all, I'm all channeled in, I'm ready to do it, and then boom, I'm not thinking. Like I'm even rebelling against my own body, I'm rebelling against my own mind. I just rebel. And when you're rebelling all by yourself, or if you're rebelling without a cause, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help me. And if somebody has a great idea, just got to learn to accept it. Maybe you can improve it a little bit. So, I've got to do a second half tomorrow. But we'll talk more about the self-respect when it comes to, taking ideas into effect. I'll talk about abandoning ideas more into the next, the flaw that I have. But today was just about rebellion. So I got to make, I got to make sure that I don't, I got to be able to show people that I can be a team player, just be able to, but at the same time, be able to give me that, that freedom to be creative, or at least, put my ideas out, but don't just like shoot them down right away. I mean, I don't expect, I do that myself, but I guess I realize now, like, okay, now I know what happens when somebody else does it to me. Now I understand the feeling. But hey, this was a good thing to talk about. This really helps, like, actually speaking it out and going step by step and not doing it all at one time. There are people that are like, wow, that's so intriguing. I got to actually listen to this, because they think it's a very brave thing to actually admit all of this stuff. There's not many people that will sit down, make an entire list of their flaws, and then say it to people out in there. But I guess that's what makes me different. I want to improve. I want to do better. I want to show everybody that I can do this. And if there's people along the way that come to help, or if I find somebody that that I think is going to be beneficial, then I will bring them to the family. And people do want to help. I know that. But I guess I also don't realize how much people care. Like, I always think that the majority of people don't even care. And that's another thing that I rebel so badly, because I always feel that, people are just emotionally invested in other else. Like, why do they have time to care about anything that I bring to the table? I mean, I don't be friendly with a lot of people. That's because I hide everything. I don't like telling people about myself a lot, except on here and except with my friends and family. But that's it. I guess that's another reason why it's like very tough to be respectful to myself, because I'm not willing to, be who I am in front of like new people. I mean, I joke a lot when I first meet people. I'm always like telling jokes and I always try to make people laugh, but that's the entertainer side of me. They don't see what the real me is like. I don't get open a lot. That's why I rebel. Because I always feel like, oh, well, they don't... Well, I mean, they're just here to... They're only here because of a mutual friend, or I'm here because it's a mutual party. They don't care. Why should they? I'm just... I guess I feel like I'm just a nobody. And I guess that's why I don't have any respect for myself, because I just feel like, oh, I don't have anything... I don't feel like that I'm just as important as anybody else in the room or with friends or anything. Now that I'm talking as I'm thinking, I guess I think I just answered some questions I was having in my mind. Maybe I just need to be confident enough to say, hey, you know what? I'm just as important as anybody else around in the room. So I should be able to express how I... how I act and stuff, and, at least show people who I really am, instead of just trying to be, like, putting a little entertainment here and there, but, being real at the same time. I just thought of that as I was talking, so I think I just answered my own question. I've been contemplating what it is, but, The flaw is really, really something. I'm sorry. And you know, that's why it's important. I got to be able to fight through it regardless. I mean, it's getting a lot easier. And every day I do this, it gets a little bit easier, and you know, my confidence goes up a little bit. I'll talk about my self-confidence in like a few days, but not right now. Okay. So tomorrow I will talk about ideas and why I abandon them. I talked a little bit about it tonight, but tomorrow is gonna be like I'm gonna go full bore into it. All right, guys, so if you want to follow me, well, first of all, if you want to leave me a message on Anchor, if you happen to have the Anchor app and you want to, and if you're listening to me through Anchor, leave me a voice message. I'd love to hear what you guys think about the show. If you follow me on Apple Podcasts, rate me how many stars you like, leave a review. I'd love to hear what you guys think. But all the podcasting platforms and all my social media pages are in the description box of this episode. So you can click on the link and then boom, you're right there. All right, guys, I will catch you guys tomorrow, and I hope you have a good rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you are listening. I'll catch you next time. Arrivederci, everybody.